Blog Talk Radio.
It's forever and ever. The scepter of the kingdom is a right scepter. Thy true new God is forever and ever. Thy scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thy true new God is forever and ever. Thy scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Thy true, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of the kingdom is a right scepter. Thy true new God is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Thy true, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thy true new God is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my fellows. Thy true, O God, is forever and ever. Thy scepter of the kingdom is a right scepter. Thy true, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of the kingdom is arising. The loveth righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with a oil of gladness above my sails. Therefore, God, my God, has anointed me with the oil of gladness above my belly. Amen. Glory to God in the highest on earth, goodwill. Amen. We give glory to God in the name of Jesus. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless you all abundantly. It's good to be with you again. Today, we are still on our topic, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The power of righteousness, the grace of righteousness, the anointing that righteousness brings to us is what we are talking about right now. Some people think that righteousness is unattainable in this present age in which we are. That's not true. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Hebrews 13:8. And then in Malachi 3, verse 6, it says, "Behold, I am the Lord, I change it not." God hasn't changed. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He has not changed. He will not change. He doesn't change. Human beings may change. People may change. Nations may change, but God is still the same. In the days of Noah, it was righteousness for Noah and his family, and he got saved from the flood. In the days of Lot and Abraham, Lot and his family got saved because Lot was found faithful, and he and his family left the city of Sodom and Gomorrah before judgment hit the place, and so on and so forth. Look at the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. You read about the story of Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who remained faithful to God. They lived right with God, and they did the will of God. And God was with them. They were promoted in the land. They were not just slave boys. God made it that they were promoted, you know, because of their faithfulness, because of their righteous living. Others may, but they couldn't. Others may be doing strange things, doing evil things, doing drugs. Others may be living in immorality, but Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they remain faithful to God, dignity and integrity. And because of it, God promoted them. The other day, we said Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 34, says, "Righteousness promotes a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Righteousness promotes, it uplifts you, it upgrades you, it takes you to the next level. I want to talk about Joseph. In the book of Genesis, Joseph was faithful to God even when he was being tempted. No? He received a lot of temptation. He was thrown in the prison for his faithfulness. Potiphar's wife was trying to implicate him. He ran away from immorality. Said, "I will not do this. This is not of me. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'm a child of God. I'm born again. I'm filled with you. I'm living for Christ. I cannot defy this temple." Of course, whosoever will defy this temple, God will destroy. The temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You don't have to defy it with sin and evil. You don't have to defy it with all kinds of stuff, smoking cigarettes, smoking drugs, no, committing immorality with your body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost dwells in you, is the temple of God. know ye not, ye are the temple. Know ye not, ye are the temple. Ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, I am the temple. Yes, I know, I am the temple. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, the temple of the Holy Ghost, the temple of God, the temple of Jesus. Your body is the temple of Christ. Your body is thy temple of God. Keep it holy for him. Your body is thy temple of God. Keep it holy for him. Your body is thy temple of God. Keep it holy for him. Your body is the temple of God. The greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Jesus lives in us. Christ in us is the hope of glory. Jesus will not live in a dirty place. The Holy Spirit will not dwell in an unclean heart, you know, unclean vessels. You defy your life and you do all kind of immorality with your life and you want God to be in you. No. 1 John 4:4, the greater is he that is in me than the devil that's in the world. Jesus is in me. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Why will I defy my body, defy the temple of God? Your body is the temple of God. You need to keep it holy for him. In the book of Daniel, chapter 1, 2, 3, you find Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defy himself with the king's meat. What is the king's meat? All the things they are doing in the palace that didn't glorify God, because at that time, the king employed them, King Nebuchadnezzar, employed them to work in the palace. And the people in the palace are not all Christians. They do all kind of stuff. Yeah, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then Daniel, they want to live a clean life. And so Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defy himself with the king's meat. There is the king's meat. There is corruption in high places today. There is bribery going on. People are compromising. People are selling themselves for money. Their consciences are pricking them. That is not a holy living. You must please God. We are here to please God, to do the will of God. Because Daniel, Shadrach, and Abednego, they proposed to live a clean life. God was with them. He saw them through. Even when they were thrown into the furnace of fire, Jesus was with them. Even when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, God was with him. The lion didn't eat him because he was faithful. He was clean. He lived a righteous life. We're talking about the power of righteousness. Oh, the force of righteousness. My friend in the Lord, Kenneth Copeland, he likes saying the force of righteousness. Of course, it is the power of righteousness. There is a force, there is a power of righteousness. Daniel lived a clean life, and God was with him. And because God was with him, the devil couldn't hurt him. The enemies who plotted evil against him, they couldn't hurt him. Where are you today? Are you living a life of compromise? You are doing what others are doing. Others are stealing. You also want to steal. Others are prostituting. You also want to be a prostitute. Others are selling drugs. You also want to go and sell drugs. Others are committing murder, fornication, idolatry. They worship all kinds of idols. Do you want to join them? Don't join the popular side. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, but narrow is the way that leadeth to the kingdom of God. The way is narrow that leadeth to the kingdom of God, but broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are following the broad road. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, the end thereof is destruction. There is a way that seemeth right unto you. To you, you are right. But the word of God says it leads to destruction. But there is a narrow way that is the way of Christ, the way of holiness, the way of truth, the way of righteousness. It is a narrow path that leads to the kingdom of God. And very few have decided to follow the narrow way. Today, God is calling you. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When you come to Jesus, he will help you and see you through. He will show you the way that leads to eternal life. The throne of God is forever. The scepter of the kingdom is forever. God loveth righteousness. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. He loveth righteousness and hates wickedness. God loveth righteousness and hates wickedness. Psalm 45, I'm reading from verse 6. It says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is the right scepter. Verse 7 says, thou lovest righteousness, O God, and you hated wickedness. Therefore, God thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. See? God loveth righteousness and hates wickedness. Wickedness in the hearts of people. Abraham went to Egypt, and King Abimelech went to take over his wife. And God was angry and smite. God was ready to smite them when he had to repent. See, evil in the hearts of men, wickedness. God hates wickedness. There are several things God hates. God hates divorce. What God hates is what people are going to do today. God hates divorce. And America has been recognized as the most divorced nation on the surface of the earth. Statistics show that in the whole wide world, there are more than 200 countries on this earth. There are over 200 countries on this earth. America has the highest rate of divorce. And what God said, I hate divorce. God hates divorce. But that's where people are going now. As you go around, you see people divorcing every minute, divorcing and remarrying, divorcing and remarrying, divorcing. What is your problem? Is that the answer? Divorce and remarry, divorce and divorce and divorce. God hates divorce. He hates wickedness and loveth righteousness. Psalm 45. He loveth righteousness and hates wickedness. Wickedness in the heart of people. And then the scripture says, there is no rest for the wicked. There is no rest for the wicked. There is no peace for the wicked. Some people call themselves terrorists and the terrifying people. They have no peace. They have run away to the desert. They are in caves. And one by one, the law is catching up with them. They are dying. They too are dying. You who is destroying lives, wickedness in the heart of men. Who told you are supposed to be a terrorist? Is that your profession? Did God send you to be a terrorist? They give you money to be a terrorist. Did God send you to go and kill people and murder people and spill innocent blood? Repent today and turn away from your wicked ways so that God can have mercy upon you. If you continue your wickedness and evil, judgment of God shall come suddenly upon you. It is high time you begin to change your mind. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the hour of salvation. Now is the time for you to make a round about turn and begin to seek Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God loveth righteousness and he hates evil. Joseph was thrown in the lion's den because of his righteousness, because of his holy living. He would have compromised with Potiphar's wife. But Joseph said, no, I'm not going to defy my life. I want to live a clean life. I want to live for God. Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. Like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Jesus is Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. Like him I want to be, to live forever. Like him I want to be, to live forever. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. So I praise him for his Alpha, Alpha and Omega. I want to believe like him. Jesus is our example. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. He is my example. He is your example. We are following him. Follow me as I'm following Christ. We got to follow Jesus. Joseph said, I'm not going to defy myself. I don't care what you want to give to me. I don't care who you are. I don't want to defy my life. I want to live for God. And Joseph was implicated for righteousness' sake. Jesus said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And he even went to prison. Right there in the prison, God was with him. God was with him until God promoted him to become the next prime minister of Egypt. See, righteousness promotes a people, but sin is a reproach to any nation. And of course, we've been talking about righteousness for some time now. It's attainable today. With Christ in you is the hope of glory. When the Holy Spirit dwells in you, sin shall not have dominion over you. When you live for Christ, the Spirit of God gives you power to live a holy life. In John chapter 1, verse 12, St. John's Gospel chapter 1, verse 12, Jesus said, as many as received him, to them God gave power to become the sons of God, the power to live right with God, to live for God, to live a holy life. That's what it's all about. All sinners, all wicked people shall have their part in the lake of hell, which burneth with fire. Is that where you want to spend eternity? One day, you will leave this earth. And when you leave this earth, where will you be going? The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None is righteous, none is holy. But when you come to him, all ye that labor and are heavily laden, you find rest for your soul. You find salvation. Salvation is in Christ. Will you come to him today? He's calling you to come, casting all your cares upon Christ, for he careth for you. No more can ye except ye abide. John chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Are you abiding in Christ today? Do you allow Christ to come into your heart and dwell in you? Have you given your life to Jesus? We're not talking about going to church. Even the devil goes to church today. Have you given your heart to Jesus? Are you living for Christ? Have you asked the Spirit of God to fill you? Nicodemus was a religious leader, but he was not born again. He was only a religious leader. Religion does not save. Only Jesus can save. He's the name above every other name. That at that name, every knee shall bow. And that is the only name written among men through which men could be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the word says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13. Romans chapter 10, verse 13. The whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The name Jesus means Savior. Jesus means Savior, the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you called upon that name, the name of Jesus that is above every other name? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. See? Proverbs 18. Say the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. Oh, have you heard? Oh, have you heard? The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. Oh, have you heard? Oh, have you heard? The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. The righteous runneth into the name and they are saved. There is a name that is above every other name. When the righteous runneth into the name of Jesus, they are saved. Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. There is a question for you today. Where do you run into in the time of trouble? With the situation we have right now, all these earthquakes and tornadoes and winds and rains and storms and all this stuff going on, economic recessions and troubles and wars, where do you run to? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and they are saved. Wherever you are right now, we want you to begin to call upon the name that is above every other name. Call on that name right now, and you will be saved eternally. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way in the life of your people, that they will call upon the name Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, salvation will be their portion. Holy Spirit, convince that man, convince that boy, convince that girl. Walk upon them right now. Let them seek you and find you in their lives. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Feel free to write us this week. OurMiraclesRadio@Juno.com. OurMiraclesRadio@Juno.com. Visit our website, www.OurMiraclesTV.net. OurMiraclesTV.net. You can reach us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. We are here to pray for you and to minister to your needs. We also invite you to worship with us every Saturday, and every Saturday 7 p.m. and then Sunday 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. to come and hear the living word of God. Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. 7 p.m. on Saturday, and then 3 p.m. on Sunday, and then 6 p.m. section. We have two sections on Sunday. I tell you, God is doing new things. Come and hear the living word of God that will change and transform your life. And then on Monday, Tuesday evening, we have prayer and fellowship and the word of God. Please forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers. Email it to them, send them this link, and let them know that there is power in righteousness. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. God bless you. We love you. Felicia and I say peace to all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.